Chapter 12 Microbiology Cells and Related Concepts. The Cell, and Related Concepts. Cells are the smallest living entities, but they are very complex. A quick glance at most cells with a low-power microscope can give a false impression that they are simple structures. With low-power magnification, you may see an imperfect spherical or cubic structure, which may also reveal a central portion that is darker than the outer portion. If the cell is alive, it may become apparent that it contains a fluid. However, cells are complex biochemical machines, not simple structures. Cells are actually a type of chemical machine, which contains smaller chemical machines that are specialized to perform various tasks. These tiny components are called organelles. Some examples of organelles are mitochondria, chloroplasts, and ribosomes. Subcellular structures will be discussed in more detail later on in this book. A few major similarities and differences of cells. In one way are cells similar to each other? All living things consist of one or more cells. Some living things are composed of one cell, a few cells, or a huge number of cells. Cells come from other cells, and they do not spontaneously form from chemicals in the environment. The structure and functionality of cells is based on carbon and a number of other elements. Some cells may have more of one element than another element. However, all cells are essentially composed of the same basic elements. This includes carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, phosphorus, oxygen, sulfur, as well as a number of other elements. All living cells contain water. Essentially, all cells have membranes and mechanisms for the production of energy and reproduction. The reproductive mechanism involves nucleic acid. What are some of the ways that cells differed from each other? Many people would assume that all living things require oxygen for energy production, which is true for green plants and animals. However, some single-cell organisms do not consume oxygen for energy production. These cells are generally bacteria of some type. Some cells have a relatively complex internal structure, including a nucleus and a number of other structures in the cytoplasm organelles. These cells are called eukaryotes. However, there are relatively simple cells that do not have these structures, and they are generally bacteria-like cells, called prokaryotes. Prokaryotes and eukaryotes will be discussed in detail later on in this part of the book. Cells can be separated into categories in a number of ways. Single-celled organisms and cells from multicellular organisms. Cells can be placed into two categories based on whether they are single-celled organisms or part of a multicellular organism. For example, paramecium and amoebas live in lakes. Blood and bone cells live inside an animal, and they comprise the structure of a multicellular organism. In addition, paramecium and amoebas are produced by other paramecium and amoebas. However, the ultimate origin of cells of a multicellular organism are generally produced from a single cell, such as a fertilized egg, and the cells are differentiated into various types as the fertilized egg matures. Cells with and without locomotion. Some cells have structures to move from one point to another in their environment, especially for obtaining food, and they resemble animals. They generally have structures that are specialized for movement, such as cilia or flagella, which will be discussed later on in this book. These cells obtain their food by gathering bits of debris, or they may eat living microorganisms. The other category of cells do not have specialized structures to move through their environment, and they may resemble plants. However, they may or may not be part of a plant, and they may or may not be classified as plants, based on the current system of classification. They might be anchored to another entity, or part of a multicellular organism. They may move about as a result of movements of the entity they are attached to, or a part of, or they may float free with water or air currents. Some of these cells produce their own food from photosynthesis, in a way that is very similar to green plants. They may also live off dead microorganisms, or dead plants and animals. Eukaryotes and prokaryotes. Another way of categorizing living cells relates to their internal structure and complexity, based on their internal membranes, surrounding the nucleus and organelles. These categories are eukaryotes and prokaryotes. Most sources start with the discussion of the relatively simpler prokaryotes, but I will discuss eukaryotes first because most of us are more familiar with this category. What are eukaryotes? Eukaryotes are cells that have membranes enclosing its nucleus and organelles. That is, they have a nucleus, mitochondria, and other membrane-bound organelles. Organelles will be discussed later on in this book. All plant and animal cells are eukaryotes. The cells of fungi and protozoa are also eukaryotes. From a simplified perspective, eukaryotes can be thought of as more complex, non-bacteria-like cells that are usually larger than prokaryotes. Most eukaryotes can be seen with the light microscope, with magnifications less than 1000x. The larger eukaryotes can be easily seen at magnifications of 100x. Their internal structure and organelles may be also visible with the light microscope, especially for the very large eukaryotes. However, to see the fine detail of their organelles requires an electron microscope. The cells of the human body, and other animals, plants and fungi are generally classified as eukaryotes. How do eukaryotes reproduce? Eukaryotes reproduce a number of ways, depending on the type of cell. The simplest eukaryotes are singled cell organisms, such as protozoa. These cells generally reproduce in a way that is similar to prokaryotes. That is, a young cell grows and matures, and it eventually splits into two cells. There may also be occasional exchanges of genetic material from one cell to another. These cells reproduce by binary fission. This involves the growth of the cell until a point is reached, where the cell divides into two new cells. See this website for an interesting video on binary fission. www.yawatube.com web link. V equals FCJSTTN 8 Q eukaryotes that are a part of an animal, such as mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and fish, are initially produced from a fertilized egg. As the egg matures, it will eventually split into two cells, four cells, eight cells, etc. As this continues, there will be a point where the cells are modified to form the specialized structures and organs found in mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and fish. Eukaryotic cells that are part of green plants may also develop in a way that is more or less similar to animal cells. This involves the development of an egg, which eventually produces many cells that differentiate to form the cells needed for the various structures and functions of the plant. What are prokaryotes? Prokaryotes are relatively simple cells that do not have membranes enclosing their nucleus and organelles. That is, these cells do not have a clearly delineated nucleus, mitochondria, chloroplasts, Golgi apparatus, or endoplasmic reticulum. The structural configurations of their plasma membrane appear to serve the functions of the organelles found in eukaryotes. That is, various chemical reactions take place on the internal surface of the membrane, instead of the interior of organelles. The most well-known example of prokaryotes is bacteria. Blue-green algae are another example. Blue-green algae are a bacteria-like cell with chlorophyll, and it is also called cyanobacteria. From a simplified perspective, prokaryotes can be thought of as bacteria-like cells, which are generally relatively simple and primitive. Most prokaryotes are relatively small, but generally, they can be seen as individual cells with a light microscope, but with some degree of difficulty. This can involve magnifications of 1000x in oil immersion objectives. However, to see the fine structural detail of prokaryotes requires the electron microscope. How do prokaryotes reproduce? Prokaryotes generally reproduce by binary fission. This generally involves a young cell that grows in size to a larger mature cell, which eventually splits into two new cells. Some prokaryotes also exchange genetic material with each other, occasionally, but they still reproduce by binary fission. The occasional exchanges of genetic material can have a very significant survival advantage, because it provides a great degree of genetic diversity. Binary fission by itself will not provide genetic diversity. For example, a single bacterium can produce a huge colony, with identical genetic material, with binary fission. If the colony is exposed to a toxin, such as penicillin, the entire population might be destroyed. However, With the genetic diversity produced by the exchange of genetic material, a few of the bacteria may have the right genetic makeup to survive, or even thrive, in the presence of penicillin. These bacteria can replace the destroyed colony with a large population of penicillin-resistant bacteria. This is obviously a very significant survival advantage for the bacteria. Prokaryotes, as well as most living things, can also develop genetic diversity by mutations. However, only a very small percentage of mutations are a survival advantage. Most mutations result in an early death of the organism and/or a failure to reproduce. The genetic diversity produced by the exchange of genetic material usually has a very high probability of producing organisms that survive and reproduce. Another category of cells is Archaea, which was at one time called Archaebacteria. Another category of cells is Archaea. These cells are more or less similar to bacteria, in terms of not having a nucleus. In addition, many Archaea look similar to bacteria. However, Archaea are very different from other microorganisms. Some species of Archaea can live in very hot and toxic environments. Some of them actually live off inorganic compounds, and they utilize chemicals that would be toxic to most living things. For more information, see the following websites. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.